I believe that it has to do with each one of us in a very, very strong way. I believe it has to do with your happiness as a Christian. Amen. Has to do with your fulfillment as a father, as a husband, as a wife, as a child. I believe it is that many Christians struggle with, and sometimes live out their lives in misery because they have never understood or grabbed hold of the secret of this passage that we're going to talk about today. And so they've never made that a part of their life, and so they've kind of circled around that, not brought the subject up, kept it at arm's length, and never experienced what God wanted them to experience in life. There's two characters that I want to bring to your attention before we read this passage. One of them I would consider one of the Bible's greatest, outside of Jesus, greatest character, and that's David. I went back through the scripture this week and reread the account of David's sin. And when the prophet confronted David repented. David had committed adultery. In the Old Testament, adultery was punishable by death. Both parties were to be stoned to death. He not only committed adultery, but he also had the woman that he had committed adultery with, he had her husband killed on the battlefield. So he committed murder along with that. And this passage that we're looking at today is that experience that David has after that atrocious sin, and he experiences forgiveness. Now, I tell you that story so that you won't say, well, you don't understand what I'm facing, or you don't understand what this person has done against me. If you knew what this person had done against me, then you wouldn't say that I'm supposed to forgive them. Another character of the Bible that I want to bring to your attention is the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross had said to the other thief on the cross that was ridiculing Jesus like those on the ground were doing, and the thief said to the other thief, "We are getting what comes to us. We deserve this death on the cross, but this man has not sinned. And he is being crucified." Now, think about the thief. Why was he there? Why was he, had he stole a chicken? I think that perhaps that his sin was tremendous. He felt like that he deserved to die for his sin. Perhaps he had murdered. Perhaps he had raped. He had looted and stolen. There's not any kind of account given of what his sin was. We just know that his sin was so great that the Roman government decided he needed to die. Now, if you stole something, most of the time they just cut your hand off. But this man deserved, under the Roman government, deserved to die the most cruel death that anyone could possibly die, was on a cross, humiliated before the country. A terrible, terrible death. And yet he felt like that he deserved that kind of death. Now most of us would say, I don't deserve this. But he felt in his heart that he deserved that kind of death. So he did not have the opportunity to make recompense for anything. He didn't have the opportunity to go to church or give any in the offering. He didn't have an opportunity to be baptized or to go on a foreign mission trip. But in that hour, he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you get to your place." And Jesus forgave him of his sin. So, it is my opinion that the greatest experience that you and I can have in life is to be forgiven. Amen. Is to be forgiven. So, I want us to look at three different aspects of this passage. One is when we receive forgiveness from God. And to me, that is the greatest aspect of forgiveness, is for God to forgive us of our sin. Ben, turn the air conditioner down. We got people fanning all over the building. I don't know if they think it's getting ready to get hot in here anyway. When we receive forgiveness from God, the second is that when we receive forgiveness from others, and number three is when we forgive others. Now, I've been on the other end of all three of those accounts, and perhaps you have too. Matter of fact, if you have not been on the other end of those accounts, you've missed the boat some way. You have failed to understand what the Scripture teaches. So let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy Word, and we're going to read Psalms 32, verse 1 through verse 5. And this is a magnificent passage. So David is giving us this record of his account of being forgiven. And he talks about the blessedness of forgiveness. And he uses, the word uses a term here called blessed. Now if you do a little background on that, you know that just means happy. It means fulfilled, and it doesn't have to do with what's happening. You know, we're happy if we walk out and all four tires are up. That's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about being in a position of fulfillment. There's some of you who are in this congregation right now, and you've paid the light bill, you've got the rent paid, your car started, all four tires are up, and you're still not happy. It's just, there's no circumstance that can bring that around. It is an inner joy that you have, a fulfillment that you have in life. And there's those of you here that are having trouble paying your electric bill. You're having trouble paying the rent. All four tires are bald, and you're still happy. So, see, it doesn't have to do with the circumstances. And there's some folks here that there was a time in your life that you had a lot less than what you have right now, and you were much more happy than you are right now. See, it has to do, let me tell you what it has to do with. It has to do with your relationship to God. And really, I mean, I think that it has to do with your relationship to other people, but that's secondary. Your relationship to God's first. I'd like for you to stand while I preach because I'm going to stand while you sit. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, if we could ever grab hold of that truth, man, that is a wonderful, wonderful truth. Blessed, there it is again. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. That word iniquity literally means sin. And whose spirit there is no deceit. Now, what that means that we've come clean. We hadn't put on a show, we've come clean. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Run back to that place where David was hiding his sin. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned unto the drought of summer. And then he finally comes to himself and sees what he must do. And he says, I acknowledged my sin unto thee. He's talking to God here. He's not talking about how I stood up before the people. I made some kind of public acknowledgement of my sin. I acknowledged my sin unto thee. And mine iniquities have I not hid. I called a spade a spade. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest me the iniquity of my sin. And then he said, amen. Sheila, you may be seated. The only way that you and I can express forgiveness is that we have to realize that we are in a desperate need of forgiveness ourselves. That's the only way that we can experience. We have to, and David said, I acknowledged my sin here. We have to come to a place that we are willing to, I use that little term, I don't want to wear it out, but we called a spade a spade. We saw ourselves for what we are, and that we are sinners, and that we are in a desperate need of forgiveness. Most of the time, we try to make an excuse for our sin. Well, I did that because of this. I had a reason for my sin. When we come to that place where there is no excuse, we are just willing to say, I was wrong. I was wrong. I should not have said that. I should not have done that. That was wrong. Will you forgive me? Chuck Swindoll's sister asked him the question, what is the greatest feeling a person can feel? His answer was accomplishment. Hers was relief. I asked Gwen that question. And she said, the greatest feeling that a person can feel is love. And she followed that by saying, to love and to be loved. Well, I don't agree. Well, I'm not saying that they are wrong. I just don't have the same answer. My answer would be forgiveness. The greatest feeling that you and I can feel is forgiveness. To have accomplished something doesn't say, I guess because I've not done that much. I haven't been to that place maybe. But to experience forgiveness, receiving forgiveness from the Lord. David, a man after God's own heart, realizes his need for forgiveness. Paul quotes this in Romans 4. Look with me over at Psalms 40. We're in Psalms, so look over to Psalms 40 with me. And look at what it says. I love this passage. I preach on it a lot. I use it sometimes in a sermon. It just comes to my mind. But I think it is a fantastic passage.